from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline is presented by Super Sullivan, Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We are wrapping it up. We have been out here at Living Treasures all morning and into the afternoon, of course. And what a beautiful place. What a beautiful piece of property you got out here, Matt. We were here with Matt Dumbault, who is the COO of Living Treasures Wild Animal Park. And, of course, as we talked about earlier, it's a beautiful place out here, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's a great area to be in. And, you know, we take pride in how neat and clean we keep our park and how well we keep our animals. We call them our family, and we truly mean it.
Yeah. You said you have, like, 300 animals here, right?
Yeah, about 300, yep. So, and we're going to have one more co-host here in a couple minutes.
Okay, yeah. We've got another one coming out, but we've seen kangaroos, wallabies, pigs.
Pigs, snakes, goats.
Yeah, snakes, goats. We've seen it all. And, of course, when people bring their kids out, are there places in the park where they are, like, able to be interactive?
Yeah, so actually, so on the weekends right now, we have our bottle yard where you can actually purchase a bottle from our concession stand, walk out into the yard with the baby goats and baby lambs and actually feed them a bottle and hang out with them, pet them and everything. So,
oh, that's cool. There's photo opportunities. And you just said there's certain animals they're not allowed to be around or they're not allowed to have contact with, right?
Yeah, no primates, no carnivores, anything that could, you can hand feed our camels, but it's at a distance, so you don't get too up in their mouth and everything like that.
Yeah, so you have camels here. I mean, you have, so primates would be what, like monkeys and things?
Yeah, like monkeys, our gibbons, which are a lesser ape, and the prosimians, like your lemurs.
So. Yeah, so you don't have anyone, it's not like people can pick them up? Or
no, not at all.
Yeah. So do you have a gorilla here?
No. We don't have any greater apes. Greater apes are really hard to contain. So it's just not something that we want to take on at our facility. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have some monkeys that are...
Yeah, we have 8 species of primates.
Okay.
So ranging from the little half-a-pound marmoset to our biggest ones, which is like a 30-pound, 40-pound gibbon.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's good. I mean, like I said, we've had a good time out here. It's interesting. I wasn't even thinking about this, but you've got feeding time for all 300 animals, right? You have to have, like...
And most of them eat twice a day.
Right, you have, like, a schedule. I mean, do you have people that have to do this, or...?
Yep, everything, you know, it's for the first feeding rounds in the morning. That includes first water. And then they go through and they clean everything and then go back through again in the afternoon. And then it's feed time again. Water again, and then whatever time they have left, they clean more. So
you have basically, I mean, this down to a science, right? I mean, like,
oh yeah, our systems books is just pack jam full. Like, they actually, the USDA wants it, so if something would happen to your entire staff, you could bring strangers in, hand them the book, and they'd know how to take care of a zoo. So, like, that's how well written, like, our diet plan is and our care plan is. So,
oh wow. Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing that struck me about, you know, being out here is just all the different ways that you have to take care of. Like, I don't think it actually hit me until I got out here, but you actually have to take care of 300 animals every day.
Yeah, we have excellent staff. The most most of our staff's been with us for a while now, and yeah, they're just awesome people. They care about the animals, you know. Rule number one is take care of the animals. Rule number two is take care of your guests. So we go out of our way to take care of the animals and all of our visitors that want to come join us.
Yeah, you have a lot of, yeah, you know, like I said, you've had a lot of a steady stream of people coming. And like I said, I've been struck by how many, like, kids,
yeah,
young kids have come out here and all that kind of stuff. So, well, thank you for having us out here. This has been fun.
Yeah, anytime. And I know City Limits is missing out on all the fun, so that's why I offered it. Anytime you want me to bring an animal to studio, let me know. And
yes, we'll bring it. City Limits, what kind of animal would you like him to bring to the studio?
Oh, that's a good question. I would want to see, do you have any sloths or koalas? They probably don't work for the climate.
So we do have sloths. And we are in the preliminary stages of hopefully getting our sloth encounter program back up and running.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it kind of went away during COVID, and it's one of the things that never just came back. But we were just had our management discussion on Monday about potentially getting a sloth from another zoo and starting the program back up. So,
well, a sloth. What interests you about sloths, City Limits?
Well, I feel like nobody is interested in sloths. So, I mean, why not? Somebody has to be interested in them. They seemingly just sleep all day. And I like pandas. Pandas are one of my favorite animals that you don't see very often, because I feel like pandas just kind of roll around, have fun, and don't do much. They just eat bamboo a lot.
Well, you have to have permission from the country of China to
right.
have pandas. And I think there's only 4 in the U.S. right now.
Really?
Yeah. So
it would seem like there's more than that.
No, I want to say there's 4.
San Diego Zoo, I think, is one.
Yeah, no, not 4 zoos, 4 pandas total. I think San Diego has 2, and National Zoo has 2.
That's it?
Yeah, I could be mistaken, but I would ask for a paw pause, but we're already late in the show.
Yeah,
so.
what about koala bears? what about koala bears, City Limits?
I like koalas too. I'm a big animal lover. I really am, mostly for dogs, but. Big animal lover.
Well, then you should come out here then. We should maybe have a field trip. You and I and Joe come out here.
I'd love that.
You know, and Matt can show us around. Uh-oh. Now it gets serious here. You know, he's got in his hand right now looking at a little alligator. How about that? City Limits, an alligator.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be not terrified of the alligator, to be completely honest.
It's literally only 1 foot long.
It's 1 foot long.
Baby alligator.
Yeah.
Okay, that changes things.
It's a little baby alligator. It's 1 foot long. But I'd imagine it could probably still hurt you if it bit you.
Yeah. It might maybe break a finger. I doubt it, though. But
yeah?
Yeah. So.
Okay. Yeah, no. Yeah. I mean, how big will that alligator grow to be?
I mean, they can grow up to 16 feet, so they can get pretty big.
Wow.
I mean, we're talking like 30 years from now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say 16 feet. Yeah. Now, right now, you're looking at a little 1 foot little baby alligator. So this weekend we should reset what's going on for this weekend. We've got Steelers Lions tomorrow from Detroit, 1 p.m. And the thing we'll be watching there is with the quarterback situation. We've got high school football kicking off tonight already. Can you believe that?
I know. It's awesome.
This summer has, like, flown. Like, it seems like it was just yesterday was Memorial Day, and now all of a sudden high school football starts tonight. I mean, technically college football starts tomorrow with a couple of the games. I mean, really, the full slate doesn't start until next week. But at the end of the day, tomorrow there's 4 games, I think, or 5 games in college football. And then, I mean, we've got football season. Of course, we've got Pirates-Reds. We've got Pirates-Reds, and that is tomorrow. And tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. So we've got a lot going on. But, Matt, thank you so much for having us out here. And it was a lot of fun, as always. You know, and next time, hopefully, I can spend some time and go around the zoo and actually see some of these other bigger animals.
Yeah.
Well, you,
I appreciate you guys coming out. I hope you had an incrinculant time. I had to get it in there.
Yes, so. Incrinculant. In honor of Joe, incrinculant, right? Right. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
And, of course, Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. It's a high of 81 today with sunny skies. City Limits, are you in good luck this weekend with all of your high school football stuff? And I will be off Monday, but we'll be back on Tuesday.
Thanks. Yeah, we got a big slate on KDKA of games. 2 tonight, 5 p.m., 8 p.m., and then tomorrow is noon. 3:30 and 7 for the KDK Radio High School Football Kickoff Classic. It's all obviously on KDKA. It's at the Wolverina Historic.
All right. That sounds good. Thank you, man.
Thanks, Paul.
All right. We'll see you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.